Welcome to the program, Cindy.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's start with a poem that your daughter Carly wrote called A Nation Rocked to Sleep. She gave this to you just a few weeks after Casey's death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And actually, this is the first and last verse of the poem. Have you ever heard the sounds of a mother screaming for her son? The torrential weeping of a mother will never be done. They call him a hero. You should be glad he's won. But have you ever heard the sound of a mother weeping for her son? Have you ever heard the sound of a nation being rocked to sleep? The leaders want to keep you numb so the pain won't be so deep. But if we, the people, let them continue, another mother will weep. Have you ever heard the sound of a nation being rocked to sleep?
Now, she gave this to you at a particularly dark moment where you were considering all kinds of horrific outcomes because of grief. What did this do for you?
It actually gave me a reason to live. It gave me my motivation to get up in the morning, because I thought at that point I didn't do anything to protest the war, to try and stop the war before Casey went. And I thought, now that I know the truth, and now that I know how much it hurts to have a child killed in that illegal and immoral war, that I couldn't just sit on the couch, you know, just wallowing in my own grief, that I would have to get up and do something to try and bring attention to the fact that our nation is waging an illegal and immoral war in Iraq, and to try to stop it from happening from another to another mother.
And that was in April of 04. What was the first couple of steps?
The first thing I did was we connected with a family, the Mitchell family in Paso Robles, California. Their son, Bill Mitchell, is the father. His son, Michael, was killed the same day Casey was killed, the same incident. So we connected with that family, and Bill had found Military Families Speak Out. And he sent me the link, and I signed up for Military Families Speak Out. I also sent them Carly's poem, which they posted on the website, and they started sending me requests for speaking engagements. And I didn't feel comfortable with speaking until July 4th, 2004, which I wasn't really supposed to speak. I was just going to support another Gold Star mom who was speaking in Berkeley, California. And so when I got there, I decided that I wanted to speak, and I spoke that day, and I really haven't shut up since. I've been writing and traveling and speaking. During the campaign, I went to several different swing states to campaign against George Bush, and I recorded a commercial for realvoices.org that was picked up by Move On and shown in swing states. So that's how I started. And in January of 2005, I founded Gold Star Families for Peace, and really I've been on the road ever since then.
Talk about overcoming obstacles, particularly in trying to end the war in Iraq and bringing the troops home. You've said we get up every morning, and every morning we see this enormous mountain in front of us. We can't go through it. We can't go under it. So we have to go over it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, just waking up and getting out of bed, you know, after you've buried a child is almost too much to ask one person to do. And I realized that bringing the troops home and having somebody held accountable for Casey's needless death is an immense undertaking. But that's the only way to go is up, and we can't go back either. As much as we'd like to go back to before Casey was killed, we can't. So we have to go forward, and we have to go up. And, you know, every day is an uphill battle. Sometimes you make progress, sometimes you slide back, but it's the only way to go.
And talk more about solidarity and its importance. You mentioned the Gold Star Families for Peace, the Iraq Veterans Against the War, Veterans for Peace, Military mm-hmm. Families Speak Out, Code Pink, and many other organizations.
It's so important. I know in my own organization, Gold Star Families for Peace, not only do we advocate for an immediate withdrawal of the troops and work for that, we're also a support group. You know, we all have lost a loved one in war. I say lost, I don't even like that. I don't like that euphemism, you know, because no, Casey wasn't lost. He was killed by George Bush's murderous policies in the Middle East. But it's important to work together because we're all working for the same thing. We're all working for the goal of having the troops withdrawn from Iraq. And the neocons, the conservatives, are always so, you know, united in their goals, their ideology. And it seems like the progressive, you know, peace people, you know, we're always, you know, working for the same goal, but on different pages. And I would like to see more of a unification of the peace groups,